What is your God's name? Part 34. Aan professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written or have a question or need to ask something, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's on a plus 27 international code. Or just go to our website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very welcome, but please go to part one, because you have missed quite a bit of information already. It's very necessary to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with. Also, our TikTok messages, very important on a daily basis, Monday to Friday. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a writing pad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate yourself with the following people: any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, or the Seventh-day Adventists. We are not a church, denomination, or organization. We're only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world. We use the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Bible that was compiled by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotenom in 1860, called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible. It's not the Emphasis Bible of 1902. I just want to make you understand it. According to the Restoration Bible, the name Jesus was originally called Yahushua. The name God was originally called Yahva or Hashim. The name Lord was originally called Yahva. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we don't refer to ourselves as Christians, we refer to ourselves as Yahvis, as that the followers of Yahushua did 2,000 years ago. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. We will continue where we left off last week. Now, in the course of the study, it's important to wash my hands, because sometimes I will say something that's not in the scripture, it's in brackets, and then I will show it in brackets. Thus saith the Lord, Yahva, or Yah, the King of Israel, his Redeemer. Who is the Redeemer? Yahushua. He says in the English, in the 1611, the Lord. Look at the word Lord, L-O-R-D, all capital letters, which is Yahva, or Elohim, of hosts. I'm the first and the last. Beside me, there is no Elohim. According to Isaiah 44, verse 6, hallelujah. See the confirmation of the above scripture, Revelation 1, verse 8. I am the first and the last. I'm just going to give the two scriptures again, Isaiah 44, verse 6, and you can follow it up with Revelation 1, verse 8. For I am the Lord, L-O-R-D, in the 1611, Yah, Yahushua, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Who came to save Israel? Yahushua. According to Isaiah 43 verse 3. The question is, who has given his blood for the redemption of every sinner? Yahushua. See how the prophecies in Isaiah are fulfilled on the cross when the Savior of Israel, he came for Israel mainly, but they rejected him. And then he turned the gospel of salvation in the last year of his ministry to the Gentile. He says, listen to me, that's Yahushua, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, Yahushua. I am the first and I'm the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I, Yahva, called them, even in the 21st century, they stand up together, according to Isaiah 48, verse 12 to 13. Have you picked up? These are all Old Testament scriptures. Truly, you are God in the 1611 King James, which was Yah, Y-A-H, Yahshua, with yourself, O Yahweh, our Elohim, of Israel, according to Isaiah 45, verse 15. All these scriptures that I'm quoting here, you can study them all. Throughout his prophets, the eternal Yahweh swore, I have sworn by myself that to me every knee shall bow. To whom? It's Yahushua. He says to him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So in other words, take an oath. According to Isaiah 45, verse 23. Romans 14, verse 10 and 11. It is the confirmation. For we shall all stand together. We all stand before the judgment seat of Yahushua. For it is written, as I live, say Yahushua, Master. Now he says, see the strong concordance, 2962. Every knee shall bow to me. To Yahushua. To me, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess to Yahweh. Surely Yahushua is applying these words to himself and not to anybody else. Do we agree? Definitely. He's the first and the last. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now it says, for your Maker is your husband. Your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts. So, when I read the scripture, it sounds like the father is going to be the husband of the bride. For your Maker is your husband, it says the Lord in the 1611, all capital letters, of hosts. You see, Yah or Yahushua of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer, Nawas, Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, the Father, the Redeemer, or was Yahushua? Yahushua is the Holy One of Israel. He is called God in the 1611, which is Yah, of Yahushua, your Elohim, of the whole earth, according to Isaiah 54, verse 5. Which name do you profess? Which name do you profess? That Isaiah saw Yahushua on his throne. Now if you have the handbook, which is, what is your God's name? This will be 6.4. Isaiah 6 verse 1 to verse 12. Now there's a bit of information here which we need to study. Isaiah 6 verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I, the prophet Isaiah, said, the Lord, Yah or Yahushua, sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Where's that? In heaven. Above it all stood cherubs, each one 6 wings, with 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The Lord, L-O-R-D. The word Lord only had its original meaning in English in the 13th century. The Lord before that was called Theos or Kyrios in Greek. That refers. Says the Lord of hosts, which is Yahushua. The whole earth is filled of his glory. And the post of the house, the temple, was shaken by his voice of him who cried out. And the house, the temple, was filled with smoke. Then I, Isaiah, said, woe is me, who is me? For I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I fell down in the midst. And Isaiah dwelt in the midst of people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King Yahashua. He couldn't have seen Yahweh, because the Bible says, no eye, no human eye can see Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, our Elohim, and still live. You will remember when Moses spoke to Yahweh, he says, reveal yourself to me, show yourself to me. Yahweh says, no human eye can see me and live. Hide yourself in the cliff and I will walk past you, and you will only see my glory or the shadow. He says, and I, Isaiah, dwelt in the midst of people with unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King Yahashua, Lord of hosts. He's also Elohim. Then one of the sheriffs flew to me, having in his hand a living coal with. He had taken with a tongue from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this is the touch, behold, this has touched your lips, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, of course, the Holy Spirit. Your iniquity is taken away through the blood of Yahashua, because only his blood can take away iniquities, and your sins purged. The question is, who has purged our sins? Who has purged our sins? Yahashua. He has set up as free of all our sins. He made us free of all our sins. Hallelujah. After reading the scripture, who did the prophet Isaiah see? He saw Yahashua, who purged with his blood. He's the King of hosts. He's the King of kings and the master of all masters. Who would say so? Do you know, and I think you do, because I've said it before, that Father Yahweh has allocated all his power and might and authority to Yahashua after he was immersed by John the Immerser, John the Baptizer. The next scripture will confirm exactly what I said. Also I, Isaiah, see my hands, heard the voice of the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, Yah, or Yahashua. You see, when we see Yah, it refers to the Father, but Yahashua is the full name of the Son. And we must decide, we must let the Ruach reveal it unto us. Where does this fit in? Who's speaking to who? And Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, Yahashua in brackets, saying, whom shall I send? Note the words I singular, Yahashua, and in the next line, note the plural of the word us, and who will go for us. And if you pick it up, I'm going to read it again. And I, Isaiah, heard the voice of the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, Yahashua, saying, who shall I send? Note the word singular, who shall I send? And in the next line, note the plural, the word us, and who will go for us? Who's the us? The Father and the Son. There in Genesis 1:26-29, the Father says, when he created everything, he spoke everything. He says, let us make man in our image. In the image of Yahweh, he made them man and woman. When he says, when Yahweh the Father says, let us make man. Us. Who's the us? Now, when I was in Bible college, because I studied, actually I was born in a Oneness church, we believe that Jesus was God. Lots of people refer to us as Jesus only. It wasn't Jesus only, it was Jesus everything. Hallelujah. Because we understood the Godhead. There was a Father, there was a Son, and a Ruach HaKodesh. But the Father manifested himself in the Son, and even today, through the Ruach HaKodesh. Alright, let's go back. So, in the time, he said, who shall I send? Now, because we believed in the oneness of the Godhead, when reading Genesis 1:26-29, he says, come let us make man in our image. us. And I can remember when we asked the professor, the professor in those years, asked him, who's the us here? He says, and they couldn't answer us. And he says, it was angels. God spoke to angels. Come, let us make man. You know, and that actually penetrated in our subconscious mind for many years. It's only years later when I was studying the eschatology, I realized that if that was true, the answer that we received, it was angels, then it will mean that every angel is a god or an Elohim. Because then every angel can create a man, like Adam. Now Genesis 1:26-29 was not Adam and Eve. Don't let everybody tell you that. Because Yahweh said unto this man and woman, well, men and women, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. He didn't give Adam and Eve the instructions to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, which we only created it after Yahweh's rest on the seventh day. Go read Genesis chapter 2, and then you follow it from there. The Genesis 1 people was people that were spoken. The Genesis 2 people, Adam and Eve, was made with the hands of Yahweh. The sun and the moon was spoken, the stars, everything was spoken. It was created, but Adam and Eve was made. They were personally made with the hands of Yahweh. And he blew in Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and he became an ever-living soul. Hallelujah. That's just another question. Cain, where did he got his wife from? Oh, the pastors and the preachers would tell you, he married his sister. He what? After he killed his brother Abel, and Yahweh asked him, where's your brother Abel? He said, I'm not my brother's keeper. He said, go to the land north and the east and go find you a wife there. A wife. So there must have been a lot of women there because you could pick and choose which one. He didn't say, go and get your sister there. Just a question, what was his sister doing in the land, not just by herself? Did she by herself build a whole community or a nation? No. That was the Genesis 1:26-27-29 people. And he said to Yahweh, now listen to what he says. He says, but on my way to the land, not in the east, other people is going to find me and they want to kill me. Other people, Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, four people on the earth, according to the Protestantism and Charismas and the Catholics, four people, Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel. Cain kills Abel, three people, Adam, Eve, Cain. He's going to get a wife. When did Adam have daughters? Only long, many years after that, only Adam had daughters. But Adam's son, even Seth, they all got their wives from the Genesis 1 people. And that's where you have two different bloodlines. You have the bloodline of Adam, the sons of God, or the sons of Yahweh, went in at the daughters of men, the Genesis 1:26-29 creation. They were spoken, they were the Genesis 1 people, and the Genesis 1 and the Genesis 2 people together, they create the giants in Genesis 6. It wasn't fallen angels like it was made to believe in the book Enoch. The book Enoch never existed until the 16th century. Never. The Freemasons created the book Enoch. And they came with the name Nephilim, and it was translated into some of the English translations. Well, actually, the Westcott and North Nestle Alan translations after 1881. So we must understand what has happened. So all I want to say is that Yahweh spoke to his son. When he says in Genesis 1:26, come let us make man to our image, he speaks to Yahushua because he already existed in heaven. Alright. Then Isaiah said, here I am, I sent me. And Yehoshua said, go and tell this people, that's Israel, keep on hearing, but they do not understand. Keep on seeing, but they do not preserve. Make the hearts of his people, the nation of Israel, dull, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes. Lest they, that's the nation of Israel, see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Even when Yahushua stood before Pontius Pilate, and there was Yahushua, there was Barabbas, Pontius Pilate said, who do you want free? And he said, crucify Yahushua. Then he washed his hand, Pontius Pilate washed his hand, and said, I have found no sin in him. And then Israel, the Jews, Israelites, they shout, let his blood be upon us and our children's children, and generations to come. And then Barabbas went free. Yahushua was eventually crucified. So what happened? This is the prophecy. This is the prophecy that says that they will see and they won't see. They will hear and they won't hear. And they will experience, but they will not understand. It says, this prophecy partly came to fulfillment when Yahushua died on the cross, because the nation of Israel did not recognize him as the Messiah due to the fact that their eyes were closed and their ears were shut. According to the scripture, nation of Israel, the one-third the remnant of Israel, will come to accept Yahushua as the Messiah in the great tribulation, just before the battle of Armageddon, when Yahushua will appear on the white horse, according to Revelation 19, verse 11. But you know what's the beauty of it all? The bride is coming with him. The bride that was taken out at the end of Revelation 3:22, when the age of grace, because we're living in the age of grace, the church age of Laodicea, which he says, you're not hot or cold, because you look warm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. So we're living in that time. So how does the grace, age of grace end? The coming, the parousia for Yahushua, for the bride, not for the church, for the bride. The church will go through the great tribulation. But when he comes in Revelation 19:11 for the second time, he's coming for one third of Israel. Get my book, Israel's Rapture, thick book like that, A5 book, 500-600 pages, which was my doctoral degree. Then I, the prophet Isaiah, said, Lord, or Yahushua, how long? And he answered, until the cries around Jerusalem and the great tribulation are laid wasted without inhabitants, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolated, the Lord Yahushua have moved men, which is Israel, far away, and for the forsaken place are many of the midst of the land. He says, read the following scripture prayerfully and experience a revelation from the word of Yahweh our Father. Now he says, who is the holy, holy one settled on the throne? As for our Redeemer, now I'm just asking, who's the Redeemer? Is it the Father or the Son? Who were crucified? The Father or the Son? Who's given his life? The Father or the Son? The Son. But he's on the throne. Of course he's got a throne. The Bible says he sits on the right hand of the Father. He ascended into heaven, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. As a high priest, like in the Old Testament. And that if it wasn't that Yahushua has interceded for our sins and our transgressions, and still pleading at the Father, then Yahweh the Father would have actually just leveled the earth a long time ago. But because of grace, because of another sinner that needs to repent, because of somebody else whose eyes must be opened for this wonderful revelation of the names. Who is the holy, holy one sitting on the throne? As for our Redeemer, who is our Redeemer? Who has shed his blood? Only Yahushua and the Lord of hosts, his the Lord of Lord, He is also Elohim. Elohim means God, object of worship. Did you know that Yahushua was called a God? Go look in Hebrew chapter 1. Well, if I say God, I mean Elohim. I'm just using the name God to explain something. In Hebrew 1, I think it's verse 5, and then in verse 7 or 8, after He was glorified, Yahushua, where Father have exalted Him, He gave Him a name above every other name. He exalted Him above all the other angels, because He says, to whom of the other angels has He ever said, you are My Son, today I have begotten Thee. Then He says to the angels, and you must worship Him. Then He says in the 16:11 King James, O God, Thou God. What? Father, Yahweh, called Yahushua after He was glorified. He says, O God, Your God. So the Father spoke to the Son, and He addressed the Son as an Elohim. O Elohim, Your Elohim, which is the Father. Because the Father is the Elohim of the Son. But He addressed Him as an Elohim or a God. If you think about Isaiah 9 verse 6, a child was born unto us, a son was given unto us. It is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Mighty God. But I thought only the Father was Mighty God. A son, Yahushua, was born unto us. Son was given to us. It was called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. So there's two Everlasting Fathers. Prince of Peace. Who's the Prince of Peace? Let's carry on. So the prophet, even Isaiah, in Isaiah 9 verse 6, called Yahushua God. And He called Him Father, Everlasting Father. You see, you must understand the Godhead to understand this. Later, I am going to deal with the Godhead of Yahushua. I'm just going to read the scripture again so we can get the fullness of the scripture. Who is the Holy, Holy One seated on the throne? As for our Redeemer, as for who? Our Redeemer. Who's our Redeemer? Yahushua. Who has shed His blood for us? Only Yahushua. Then He says, the Lord of all hosts, Yahushua, our Elohim. In His name, the Holy One of Israel. Is His name the Holy One of His name? Yahushua. According to Isaiah 47 verse 4. You can read it. Study it. The prophet Isaiah's message. Unto Isaiah, who was one of the major prophets, he entrusts a most important and wonderful message. From a throne the question is asked. Now listen. Who shall I send? That's Yahweh speaking. Yahweh the Father says. Who shall I send? And who will go for us? Us, we studied the scripture earlier tonight. Who will go for us? Who's the us? Father and the Son. Then He, Yahushua, said, here am I, send me. According to Isaiah 6 verse 8. Now, the people read that scripture, and we were taught in the Bible college that Isaiah said, here am I, send me. No, it's not what he says. Read deeper than just the letter. Let's read it again. Whom shall I, Yahweh the Elohim, send? And who shall go for us? He's not speaking to Isaiah, the us. It's Him and the Son. Then He, Yahushua, said, here I am, send me. Isaiah 6:8. So based on the scriptures above, you can now suggest a question to the reader in the matter. Why was then the soul-saving message important and vital? Because the message revealed the fact He, the Eternal, the Almighty, the Creator, would sacrifice Himself. He couldn't sacrifice Himself for the sin of each and every sinner in the world and for the benefit of all mankind. He, Yahweh our Elohim, prepared Himself a body made out of flesh and blood. Listen. In order to be able to die for our sinners, only El Shaddai, Yahweh our Elohim, in person, in the flesh, in the body of the Son, Yahushua, could suffer and redeem for His own Israel and the bride of Yahushua for eternal death. Thus He, Yahushua, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, He was born Emmanuel, the Eternal One, El, Yah, Yahushua, with us. What a wonderful revelation. I want to suggest that you contact us and get one of the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bibles, where the right names are placed in the right places. And this is what Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam has done in 1860, changing from the Baal names, Jesus, God, Lord, Holy Spirit, use the revelation names. And when you read that Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, and that you cannot find in one bookshop in the world, you can't find them, I have a couple. Contact me, my WhatsApp number is WhatsApp South Africa +27 0722 367 124. If it's Father's will, till next week, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.